John, as we talk about the presidency of Barack Obama, of course, you felt he would win in 2008, and your thoughts about 2012?
I think he will win. I see him. The thing that I've wondered is, does he win upon his own merits, or does he win because the opposition cannot capture the voice of moderate America?
You would think right now the opposition would be strong, but I feel something. I don't know if voters want to throw out incumbents. If they have to, they will, obviously, and they have. But I'm not sure they want to.
There's an important factor to consider into this. Again, it's one of those gravitas or gravity, little invisible things that you don't often see, but in astrology and in timekeeping of prophecy, there's this periods that we go through where we're a little more emotionally or hysterically driven than at other times. It's almost like there's more yang energy for about 36 years, and then there's more yin energy. We've passed into the yin, more emotional energy since 2008. We're going to be in that period till 2044. And so in these periods, people who can capture the collective emotions of a nation, for good or ill, and capture the feeling of a nation are the people that are going to win in elections. And I think it sometimes transcends incumbency. The thing that I've always said about Barack Obama is, even though he definitely, I would almost even say, seduced the left and had quite an almost emotional rock star kind of thing that you expect in these kinds of periods of cyclic history that got him into office. As I forewarned, the honeymoon of that was going to be over, and he was going to have a tough time dealing with all the people who projected their idea of what change we can believe in was on his mirror, and are all having some frustrations about it not being the way they thought it would be. And I had said on your show that he would turn out after all the campaign to be quite a pragmatic, middle-of-the-road president. And I think that's going to continue.
Mm-hmm. It has to.
And I think that he is going to – I wrote probably the longest chapter in my new book, Predictions for 2011, is called The Second Coming of Change We Can Believe In? And it looks at this strange karma that Barack Hussein Obama has with President Abraham Lincoln that seems both presidents in their first 2 years – generally, the public opinion was they were failures, one-term wonders. In Lincoln's case, it was even worse. On the battlefields of the Civil War, where Barack Obama's had his disasters on the battlefields of economy and health care, Abe Lincoln had it on the Civil War battlefield, so it was much worse for Lincoln, and the thought was the whole Union was going to collapse. We're not quite at that point yet with Barack Obama, but in both cases, both men have a very karmic similarity in that their year number three in their first term was the turning tide year. Had to be. Lincoln had his Gettysburg. Barack Obama will also have to have his Gettysburg, most likely on the battlefield of economy. Although great presidents are often not made by crises, but great presidents exploit them. And the situation that happened for Barack Obama just recently reminds me very much of how Bill Clinton had revitalized himself in the eyes of the collective American emotion and understanding after his speech after Tim McVeigh blew up the Murrah Federal Building. That in a similar way, he kind of turned the tide in a lot of his troubles after losing both the House and the Senate in 1994. The similar thing has happened in the speech last night. There were moments where I, too, could see, well, there's a glimmer of the other side of this prediction that I don't actually personally follow or understand, but I, as a person who makes predictions, will, for the record, put them down. This bridge is being built. I can see where he will be a second-term president, and then we'll see if in his second term, in my more distant prediction, he really starts to become a great president. It seems like he's going to have to take a whole term to learn how to be a president, learn how to be an executive. I think that's going to happen. Although, with saying that, one of the reasons why it may not happen is that the opposition may not find itself in enough unity. And I have a whole chapter about that called, I coined a new phrase, where I looked at the political climate of Washington, D.C. in the year 2011, and I changed the name of our capital to Watsington, D.C., where there are certain astrological things that are happening, especially in February, very rare aspect of Mercury-Mars conjunction in Pisces, which happens February of 2011. It happens again at the opening of the next Congress a few years down the line, February of 2013, in the early months. And it doesn't happen again until March 2026. And what's intriguing about those dates, especially 2026, is that that year has come up in more than one seer's record of the time when we actually have to make a new constitution, when there may have been some kind of either reform in the United States or a revolution in the United States.
You see civil unrest, don't you?
Well, I do, but not in a fatalistic way. I see that as an option, a destiny in the tangle of the destinies that we're trying to untangle here, as one that we don't have to follow down. In the book, I have found some very interesting passages and reflections of Thomas Jefferson about things that it sounds like he's talking about our times and the danger of corporations taking away the freedoms of people. It's very fascinating stuff that he reflected on after he stepped down from being president, finished his term. And the riotousness of I'm not talking about fires in the streets or firebrands thrown in the Capitol building, but I am talking about a real struggle between those who have allowed corporate bodies to be considered equal to average American citizens, that have their tendrils into the pockets for funding and campaigning, funding different groups that are not even on shore, that go all the way to China, that go all the way to Russia. That there's one of the biggest scandals that is coming in Watsington, D.C. of 2011 is just seeing how far the year of the rabbit hole goes in the Chinese astrology, and seeing how Chinese corporations have had a lot to do with financing who people picked on both sides of the aisle to in the midterm elections. And that's going to be one of the big scandals that's coming, that this international corporate takeover is an attempt to, sometimes in the name of taking government back or taking government out of people's lives, there are certain large forces, financial forces, that would like to use that motto as a way to actually deconstruct our freedoms.